Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast with your host, Jackson Dibble and Todd McGill.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast. I'm your host, Jackson Dibble.
And I'm Todd McGill.
Welcome, everybody. It's Wednesday Wagers, everybody's favorite episode. We go to the added players, the withdrawn players. Excuse me, computer silence, please.
It does that every single intro, I swear. We cannot make it like 5 seconds out of the thing, and it just dings.
Yeah. Added players, withdrawn players, the weather for the week, and then we talk about our bets. Talk about outright winners, talk about top 5 through 40 placement finishes, and then we talk about our matchups between Todd and I. So let's start with the withdrawn players. Eric Van Ruin, gone, undisclosed, no reason, but he is withdrawn. And Luke List, undisclosed, gone, no reason. So two withdrawn players. And then here comes, this is probably everybody's favorite part right here. We have like 7 added players.
Oh, wow.
And all of them, I'm going to try to pronounce all of them. first one is Ryan Brehm. He's 7,000. Not worth playing. Doesn't matter. This guy's name is Seamus Power. He's 8,000. That's pretty high for a random guy being thrown in there. Yeah. He's made 6 out of 11 cuts. He's made his last 5 cuts. So probably not worst pick this week. Could make the cut.
Yeah.
Then we have Lucas Herbert, 7,400. Not really worth playing either. Sebastian Kaplan, something like that. 7,000 again, probably not worth it. It's FanDuel pricing for anything. In case you don't know that by now. Andrew Svoboda. That's what I said. 7,000. Again, not worth it. And Stephen Stallings Jr.
Any relation to Scott?
No. 7,000, though. so that wasn't too bad, actually.
Yeah, those weren't
hard
to pronunciate as I thought you were.
No, usually I can't. I say Stuart King still.
Andrew Putnam.
I do those on purpose by now. so 6 added players this week. A lot of added players. But probably won't play any of them. Seamus Power is probably your best bet if you're looking to play anybody around those guys. But he's probably a cup maker. So that's it. Weatherman Todd, what is it? What's the weather?
It's pretty standard stuff. Highs in the low 70s to upper middle 80s.
Sounds wonderful.
Lows in the high 50s, low 60s. Creeping into the 70s at the weekend. Thursday and Friday, I mean, I fully expect this week to be like 20 under or more.
Yeah, no, you're probably right.
Super short golf course. The wind's really not going to be a factor the first 2 days. Saturday and Sunday, it creeps up to like 10 to 15 miles an hour. But, I mean, at this point, I don't even really feel like that has much an effect on scoring.
I believe it. Yeah, I could see, yeah. Very high or very low scores this week.
Yeah.
I could definitely see above 17 or 18 under winning.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Let's talk winners. Who's your outright winner for the week?
So I've got two.
Two.
They're both. They're both kind of dart throws, I guess.
Okay.
I got Bubba Watson.
God, you are really high on him this
plus
week.
+3,700. Like I said yesterday, I don't know. It just seems like the whole talk about mental health right now seems to be the trend, and everybody that talks about their mental health seems to be having some success. So,
Bubba, I hope you're right.
Yeah, Bubba's won here 3 times.
Wow.
So, like you said, I mean, it could either go, he shows up to where he's comfortable and he shines, or he shows up to where he's comfortable, puts a lot of pressure on himself, and he tanks.
Yeah.
So,
I could see Bubba top 10.
Yeah, and like I said yesterday, I think it's a matter of time before – I don't know if he's, like, due for a win. I don't think that, but I think it's time that he at least, like, shows up 1 week. Because, yeah. I mean, he had it going through two rounds of the U.S. Open and just had a horrible weekend.
Yeah, he was playing pretty well, but that scares me to put Bubba Watson in there. That's pretty scary.
Oh, my next guy is even.
He's plus 450, top 10.
That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. All right, who's your next guy?
Mackenzie Hughes.
Why?
Plus 12,000. Rightfully so.
You're either going to make this show look really good or you're going to really just make this show look like crap right now.
I genuinely think it's going to be an either-or scenario. He's either going to gain a lot of confidence from how he played at the U.S. Open and come out and shine, or he's going to completely tank. I mean, there's a lot to be said about having hangover weeks after such a grueling test, such as at a U.S. Open. But he's got good finishes here, and his confidence has got to be sky high. So
those are two pretty bold.
Oh,
bets.
They're definitely both very bold. But
I like the Bubba one, Mackenzie Hughes, huh?
It's either going to be another contention week, or he's just going to blow it out of the water. One of the two.
I'd love to tell you I know, but I don't know. That those are both very bold, but they're both also very doable.
Yeah, I mean, I could see both going either way, to be honest with you.
Hopefully they both play well. It'll make us look good.
That would make for a very needed rebound after last week.
Yeah, we got the round part right, at least. Anyway, I got one outright winner for this week. I said he was due yesterday. It's coming. Again, for every person we talk about today, all the justifications are in yesterday's episode.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to justify everything today. You should listen to yesterday's to find out. Get my listener count up. Thank you. My outright winner is Scottie Scheffler, plus 2,000. He's due. He's playing extremely well these last 2 weeks. They're coming back into Poan and / Bent Greens. It's a short course. What are you laughing about?
Yeah, if he plays awful this week, you're going to hate him for the rest of the season.
Oh, I'll probably never even look at him again. I'll probably never look at him one time. I've never picked Scottie Scheffler once, and here I am picking him on teams, bets, and outright winners.
Yeah.
So he, for his sake, he better play well.
He's going to get roasted next week if he plays bad.
Playing. I'll tag him too. Yeah, so Scottie Scheffler plus 2,000 outright winner. That's my only outright winner for this week.
Gotcha.
I got some bets. Not a whole lot this week. I usually got like 16 bets.
Yeah.
I narrowed it down to just 7 this week. Wow. I personally don't like this week at all.
Good boy.
Yeah, really good boy. I'm on a budget, so I got to bet smart nowadays.
The degenerateness dies down a little bit with
when you're broke.
Yeah.
Do you have any top fives?
I do not. Mine start at top 20.
Okay. Okay, let me go through this. I have Bryson DeChambeau top 5. I mean, he's never finished outside the top 10 here. We all know Bryson. It's probably going to be a huge rebound week for him. I could even see Bryson winning. He's plus 1,200 to win. But I got Bryson top 5 at plus 240, which not the highest odds I'd like for a top 5 guy, but I'm going to take it. Bryson top 5, 240. All right, I'm going to ring off my 4 top 10s real fast.
Okay.
Top 10, Patrick Cantlay, plus 140. Again, not greatest odds, but we're on a budget and we're looking for some money. Patrick Cantlay, top 10, plus 140. Scottie Scheffler, top 10, plus 180. Abraham Ancer, top 10, plus 180. I'm rolling with Ancer this week. I'm pretty confident in him. And then last one for my top 10s is Kevin Streelman, top 10. Plus 275. So I like that one. I feel like Streelman, I feel like he's not due. I don't feel like, but he's playing extremely well. And it seems like he's playing extremely well under much harder conditions than what we've seen here.
Yeah.
And he's had very good course history here. So I 100% see him top 10 for sure. So top 20s. Give me some people.
So I've got two. Starting off for me is Joaquin Neiman.
Joaquin.
Top 20, plus 230. I said yesterday, you know, his finishes, he's been a consistent cut maker all year long, but his finishes aren't very high.
No.
But I definitely think, you know, this week, it's a strong field, but it's not.
He can handle strong fields.
Yeah, and it's not insanely difficult. And like I said yesterday, it's kind of hard to know whether or not the top guys are even really going to give this week much of a
look. I don't know.
Because all of them were in contention last week.
Yeah, that's – I don't know. It's going to be a pretty interesting week, I feel like. I mean, I definitely feel like an outsider. Like, I feel like a Kevin Streelman could win this week.
Yeah, 100%.
But I just – I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing Joaquin win. I got no problem with Joaquin.
That's why I was just – I'm playing a little safe with top 20 because he hasn't finished inside the top 20 very often.
Fair enough.
And plus 230 is not bad, especially for his caliber of player.
No, I agree. I like it. What else you got?
My next guy is Maverick McNealy, top 20.
Maverick McNealy.
Plus 650.
Dang.
He's either going to shoot me in the foot or...
This is top 20?
Yeah.
Plus 650? Wow.
Every short course so far this year he's shown up at.
I really like that one.
So I could be a complete idiot for picking him, or I could just follow the trend. And I feel like plus 650 for a top 20 is very high.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think
I mean, rightfully so for him, though. I mean, he's only made like four or five cuts, but
still.
All of them have been at short golf courses.
I like that one a lot. I'm looking for it on my phone right now. No, I like that one a lot. What else you got?
Top 30.
Okay, let me give you my two top 20s real quick, and I'm done.
Okay.
Two top 20s. Adam Scott, top 20. He's very safe this week, I feel like. Adam Scott, top 20, plus 250. And then my more risque one of the week. I feel like risque. Ricky Fowler, top 20, is plus 330, which... I feel like it's kind of risky, but I also feel like Ricky has potential to go top 10. Top 10 is plus 550, but we're taking top 20. So there you go. I'm done. Go ahead. Take it away. I'm trying to find your McNealy guy on here. I can't find him.
When I was looking for him earlier, I just like kept scrolling and kept scrolling. I'm like, is this really?
Yeah, I can't.
He's really going to be this high?
Here he is. Maverick McNealy. There you go. Found him. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. Distracted.
So top 30, I got Mackenzie Hughes.
Okay.
Plus 250.
Top 30?
Top 30.
And you took him as an outright?
I did.
And you took him at top 30?
I did.
Wow.
Like I said, it's going to be one or the other. I don't see him coming into this week and finishing like 22nd.
No.
Or, you know, 15th.
So you're just covering your bases.
Pretty much. And top 30, honestly, may not even – he may miss the cut for all I know. And it's a very good, good chance that he misses the cut. I don't know. I just feel like if you're coming off five straight missed cuts and then you show up at the U.S. Open, the hardest golf tournament of the entire year.
Right.
I feel like that doesn't happen on a fluke.
No.
I feel like he's had to have found something.
I will 100% agree with what you're saying. I just hope Mackenzie Hughes looks at this as in like, okay, I've been playing like crap all season and then I just did this in the U.S. Open. Like, this is the start of something big. Instead of it being like, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that, I could have done that. We'll see it in the first 2 days whether what's going to happen with it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I like it. It's not bad. What else you got?
Top 40. You got any top 30s?
No, I stop at top 20.
Okay. So I got Adam Long, top 40, plus 260.
Adam Long. Die. Family show.
If we were explicit, we could make so many jokes, but we just have to watch what we say because I'm bound to just rattle off something completely inappropriate. Yeah. So Adam Long, top 40, plus 260. It seems to be my trend. Every time I take a tier D guy, I always find a top 40 bet to throw him in there. It's just something I always do.
Fair enough.
And he's got decent course history here. He's coming off two solid performances, I think, inside the top 30 in both of those.
Okay.
So, I think top 40 is definitely doable.
Yeah, okay, I like it. Not bad. You got anything else?
Nope, I'm done.
Oh, done. Okay, nice. I made a DraftKings team, and then I realized I was on DraftKings, so I had to switch over to FanDuel. Depends what time I'm doing my research. But this is random. Me saying, I'm not going to take it, but this is just a random bet in case you wanted to. Chase Koepka, Koepka's brother, is plus 700 to be top 40.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's solid.
I might take that, but probably won't because I'm broke. okay, that's it. Bets. Yep. Now, don't turn off the show yet. We're going to talk matchups. We have no idea what our matchup record is currently. We have too much. Everything is unorganized currently.
Jackson's fault.
I'm falling apart currently. Leave me alone.
He's riding the struggle bus.
Had a very long day today. Yeah, I'm falling apart. We're going to jump in. We're going to assume Todd's in the lead. It's a safe assumption. Let's talk matchups. First one, Bryson DeChambeau minus 136 versus Brooks Koepka plus 108. Bryson DeChambeau.
100%.
100%.
I honestly, I mean, I know it's Koepka, but in...
Not here.
Just in any normal event.
Yeah.
I mean, he honestly, the way he performs in normal events, he should be a tier B guy.
Maybe just because he's got this beef with Bryson now, maybe he'll start competing more. I don't know.
I want somebody in the freaking PGA Tour to have a little – want to have some fun and pair these two together.
Yeah.
Like, no, I just I don't agree. Understand. I was really hoping this week coming off the U.S. Open that they would be paired together, but they're not.
No, sadly. Yeah, I like Bryson a lot there. And by the way, matchups are a good way for you to decide. If you're wanting to pick between two players, this is a good way for you to decide. If it's a matchup, we can explain to you why we would do it.
Yeah.
It's not just for solely Todd and I competing against each other for total wine stuff. I already said it last episode. I'm allowed to say it now. Go ahead.
Next matchup, Dustin Johnson minus 118 against Paul Casey at minus 104.
Paul Casey. DJ 6th, Paul Casey 3rd.
Yeah.
Deal.
I mean, I can't not pick Paul Casey because I picked him yesterday.
Yeah. I think DJ, he might be on the right track again from the U.S. Open, but Paul Casey is a very – unless DJ's winning, he's not going to beat Paul Casey. Plain simple in my book because Paul Casey's not going to win. He's He just probably won't. I hope he does.
That's why I didn't take an outright bet on him.
Yeah, I hope I eat my words. But Paul Casey never wins. Literally never.
Unless it's the Valspar.
Yeah. But usually he never wins. He's top five king. So I really don't think unless DJ wins a tournament, he's not going to beat Paul Casey.
Fair. I don't think he goes back-to-back. I honestly think he probably gets a win this year.
I do too.
Just because.
He already has had a win this year, but.
Where?
European Tour.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I think he has, like, the longest consecutive winning streak of anybody on tour as far as, like, winning every single year. He's done it for, like, I don't know, like 12 or 13 years now, something stupid.
I think DJ will turn it around. I think he's beginning to, but I don't think it's going to be this week.
I don't see him going back-to-back.
I could see DJ going top 20, maybe even top 15 this week. But I see Paul Casey top 5. So, maybe I should take a Paul Casey top 5 bet. But anyway. Next up, Patrick Cantlay, minus 134 versus Scottie Scheffler, plus 108. I'm very high on
It's a hard one for you.
Guys right now. Who are you taking?
I'm going to probably go with Scottie, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I listened back to yesterday's episode and every time we bring up Cantlay, I talk about how good he plays in the West Coast. Honestly, I had no idea we were completely flipping.
Yeah, we're in Connecticut.
Coast. I mean, literally as far as from the West Coast as you can get.
I saw that this morning when I was looking at some stuff. And I was like,
I don't know if I was confusing it with the John Deere because I think the John Deere is more in like Minnesota or somewhere closer to the West Coast. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to take Scheffler. I don't know. Cantlay really hasn't done anything to impress me outside of the West Coast.
Rude. I think Cantlay's going to play phenomenal this week.
Other than the Memorial.
Cantlay's going to go top 10 this week. Thank you very much. But Scottie Scheffler's going to win, so I'm taking Scottie Scheffler over Patrick Cantlay. That's plus 108. That's a bet to take. You got the next one.
Patrick Reed, minus 134 against Tony Finau, plus 102.
I have no idea.
Honestly, I don't know about this one.
Tony Finau's really dropped off the face of the earth since his little second place finish runs. Patrick Reed is a loose cannon.
Yeah, you.
Tony Finau.
Yeah, I'll. I want to pick Finau, but I just feel like the potential is so much better with Patrick Reed. But I expected him to play a lot better than he did last week.
I agree.
So, which makes me want to lean Finau. Okay. So I think I'm gonna lean Finau.
I for the same reasons you just said. I agree. Wow, this sucks. I pick Cantlay and Scottie Scheffler this week. And now our next matchup is Abraham Anser at -126 versus Kevin Streelman at -112. I picked both those guys this week, too.
Abraham Anser.
Kevin Streelman. Writing it down.
Don't lose this one.
Me?
No, I mean, don't lose the matchup. I mean, don't lose the piece of paper.
Yeah. I like Streelman a lot this week. I really do. I think that could literally be as close as Kevin Streelman top five and Abraham Anser top 10.
Yeah, I think these guys can definitely be contending this week.
Yeah. All right, next, you got it. We all know who you're taking.
Yeah, Bubba Watson +124, Brian Harman -158.
Bubba Watson.
Oh, Bubba.
Brian Harman's having a really good season, but I'm going to hop on your Bubba Watson wagon for the week, and I'll follow you.
Don't let me down, Bubba.
Don't let me down now. Next up, Matthew Wolf +132 versus Charlie Hoffman at -174.
I'm not sold on Wolf.
I've never been. The little. I call a swing. We were high on Charlie Hoffman for a while, but he's dropped off the map as well.
Yeah,
I'm going to go Wolf. Charlie Hoffman's doing nothing to impress me right now. Neither is Wolf, but he did play well in the U.S. Open after being gone for 2 months.
That is true. I'm going to go with Hoffman.
Okay. I'll write it down. So we'll get the post-it note over here.
Because Wolf was really good when he had no expectations.
Fair enough.
The first couple of days, he had no expectations. He played great. As soon as he got that little taste of some good form, it went all to crap.
It might go all to crap again, but I'm going to watch it this time. I'm going to watch it versus Charlie Hoffman. Okay, next up, Harris English -130 versus Cameron Smith +102. Cameron Smith, one of my second favorite player on tour. You have been very disappointing to me lately, sir. And Harris English is not playing the worst.
No, I'm going English. I'm
going Cam Smith. Your face.
I didn't think you were going to go that direction.
I just changed my mind just because I feel like Cam Smith, him from 100 yards in and his short game is pretty good. And this is a very short course, so I'm going to roll with him. I'm going to regret that one, so I'm going to roll with him.
I think Harris English finished second to Palmetto. I don't know exactly how he did last week.
Like third.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, didn't realize that.
I don't know if it's third exact. He was top five last week.
He was under par.
Yeah, no, he was top five.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with Harris English for sure.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and take the next one.
Joaquin Niemann -150 against Adam Scott at +118.
Joaquin and Adam?
Yes.
I picked Adam this week, so I'll take him again.
I'll go with Joaquin.
Deal. Jeez, I gotta find the U.S. Open picks.
Scott's in decent form.
Yeah, he's a cup maker right now. I feel like Joaquin has the potential to either blow or make it. Adam Scott's probably like a guaranteed like top 30.
Yeah,
it seems like to me. Just to clarify, Harris English, yeah, he was third last week.
Okay,
that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Russell Henley. -126 versus Justin Rose +102. Russell Henley for sure. Justin Rose, you shot 13 over last week.
Yeah.
Russell Henley, you did probably a pretty Russell Henley move.
I'm off Justin Rose until he starts playing good again, and then I'm going to pick him, and he's going to play like crap.
Yeah. And he won't start playing good again until the Open probably. So.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Russell Henley, you got the next one.
Siwoo Kim -190. Against Garrick Higo +142.
Higo.
I'm going to go with Siwoo.
Never mind. I'm going with Siwoo. Every time I say something, I remember something in the back of my head. Siwoo Kim has good course history here. He has like three solid finishes.
And I'm pretty sure this is a Pete Dye track. And he just has a thing for Pete Dye golf courses.
Higo's got to continue to prove himself for me to get him. You only won the Palmetto, buddy. You're not completely there yet. Next up, Sam Burns, -126. First, Mark Leishman at -102. I don't know, man. I love Mark Leishman to death, but I feel like he isn't. I don't know. I could be wrong. It doesn't seem like he's having the greatest season. He's just very average this year. And I think Burns is still really trying to prove himself. So I will take Burns.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with you on that one. I think Burns has got a little fire underneath him a little bit.
I agree. Mark is just very average this year. He won with Cam Smith this year, but again, it's just very mellow.
Yeah.
He's focusing on his lager company. He has his own lager.
But that's expensive.
Yeah, I tried to look at it to order it here, and I think it's like made and brewed in Australia, so you have to like send it here to the States. And like a 16 pack is like $84.
Sheesh.
And that's just, I'm sorry. No.
I don't like beer that much.
I do, but not that much. next up, you got it.
Cameron Tringali -118 against Kevin Knott -108.
Nah. He's got a good course history here.
Yeah, he does. I didn't really notice Tringali's name on any leaderboards.
No.
And he seems like he's kind of cooled off a little bit.
I agree. No, he definitely has, I feel like.
I'll follow you on Kevin Na.
Way to follow the wise man.
He's such a scary pick on literally anything, because he could WD at any moment.
Oh, yeah. No, he can. Yeah, no, I agree. Jason Day, -116 versus Stuart Sink, -108. Stuart Sink, I picked him this week.
Stuart Sink also. Jason Day's track record here is absolutely amazing, but...
He can also withdraw at any moment.
Yeah, another guy. And I think his back is really giving him a fit this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think Stuart Sink's having a fantastic year as well. I picked him this week. So, all right, next up, you got it.
Ricky Fowler -128 against Aaron Wise at -102.
Ricky.
Oh, Ricky.
I think I thought about picking Aaron Wise this week. He does have a little bit of course history here. He's playing pretty well compared to his past seasons, but going's Ricky.
I think Ricky's starting to figure some things out.
He's got a little girl on the way. He's got to bump up that bank account, man. Even though it's not like it's not big enough already, but anyway.
I like Ricky Fowler.
Agreed. Next up, Doc Redman -122 versus Phil Mickelson at -102. I picked Doc Redman this week. I'm sticking with it. Doc Redman.
Yeah, I'll go Doc also. I think Phil's just he's just going to ride his PGA win into the sunset. Yeah. Especially now that the U.S. Open's over.
He's going to look forward to doing that little match thing he's going to be doing soon.
Yeah. So I really don't think he gives a rip about contending in anything else.
No, he literally doesn't care at all. He'll care for the Open. That's what he is.
Yeah.
You got the next one.
Keegan Bradley -128 against Brendan Todd at +102. I honestly really wanted to pick both of these guys this week because they both got decent course history.
Yeah, I thought about Brendan Todd. I didn't look into Keegan too much, but I'm taking Brendan Todd there.
Same.
He's having a relatively okay season, and he's a short hitter nowadays. So I like Brendan Todd this week.
I trust Brendan Todd to put four rounds together more so than Keegan Bradley.
100% agreed.
Like, if this was a two-round event, Keegan Bradley all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, because he is, like, literally on the first page of so many leaderboards on Friday on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just never see him the rest of the week.
Literally never again. But, yeah, I agree. All right, next up, Francisco Molinari, -112, versus Max Homa at -112. Both these guys have good course history here. Max Homa played awful in U.S. Open. Molinari played great. But Molinari played pretty well at the Memorial. I mean, Max Homa did. I'm not totally sure what Molinari did Memorial, if he even played.
I'm going to go Molinari. Because really, Max Homa hasn't done anything except for the Memorial.
He won the Genesis.
Well, I know that, but I mean, like, in between there, he hasn't really done a whole lot.
Fair enough. I'll go with Molinari right now. I think he has the higher ceiling than Max Homa does in a tournament like this.
Yeah.
You got the very last one of the week.
Two guys that burn me more times than I can care to count.
This is an easy pick. I hate this guy. I can't stand this guy.
Emiliano Grillo, -122 against Carlos Ortiz, -102.
Carlos Ortiz.
Oh, you don't like Grillo?
No, he burnt me so bad, like five times. I said I hate him. I don't hate him. But Grillo has burnt me so many times. And he's burnt you even worse.
Yeah.
And Carlos Ortiz has burnt me sometimes too. But Carlos Ortiz, we expected the burn. We expected to be burned or to make it. With Grillo, I expected to make it every time.
Yeah, without a doubt.
No, do you remember like 3 weeks ago what happened? Like 3 weeks ago, I have a team on FanDuel, and after the last day in FanDuel, I was tied like 80th out of like 25,000 people. I'm winning at the moment. It was like $600 at the moment off like a $5 team. And then very end of Friday comes along, and Emiliano Grillo just decides to go like double, double, double and missed a cut. And then I might have won $20 that week, all because of that guy. I mean, that was the week that he was leading in the first round. He was leader first round, and then he misses the cut after leading the first round.
I do remember that now.
I was livid.
Is that a Colonial?
I don't know.
I think it may have been Colonial.
Either way, I was mad then. I'm still mad about it now.
These two guys are literally just a box of matches.
Yeah. I'm still taking Carlos Ortiz this week, but no. I'm
going to go with Grillo simply because of course history, but I would not play these guys.
You could gladly have him. he's a jerk. Okay, well, that's it. I was surprised I made it this far. I'm exhausted today. All right, that's it. That's Wednesday Wagers. Send us all your bets. Do all the things.
Can somebody just please do it? Like, yeah, we've asked for every week, and nobody ever sends us anything.
Nobody
just
ever does it.
Come on.
Yeah,
I know y'all are winning if you're listening to anything we say, because we've been on a really good run except last week. Send something in.
Yeah, quit being a jerk. go follow us on Twitter. Nobody follows us on Twitter either. go follow us on Instagram, Facebook. Check out the website. Again, no reason at all. Just check it out. It's if you want to find more about me and Todd.
And you want to see our ugly mugs.
Yeah. And then the website's cool. But
it's a really nice website.
It's really
nobody
nice
to
website.
See
but I mean, it's just a podcast on there. 5-star reviews on Apple Podcast. Only 5-star. We don't accept anything less than 5-star reviews.
We report them if
it's
anything less.
It's just vandalism at that point. All right, we got to sign off. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you guys next week.